Welcome to the prophetic news here on your website.
Mindset Hallelujah. Media yeah? Radio.
So our Passover of 2024, God is going to do mighty things over the entire earth. Hallelujah. You've got to know that the earth that we live in is called Mother Earth. It is in the formula of mother because things grow in it. But it's also made up of seven continents, which are also called seven colonies or seven regions.
The seven continents also being the seven regions or locations that are located in the Mother Earth. Mother Earth has seven locations, which are seven women. These seven women also being the seven women that touched the garment of a righteous man, and they said, take us to your God so that we may have a name coming from the God of Israel to take away the shame and the profanity over our lives.
This Passover of 2024 that is taking place, Passover of year 2024, God is going to do mighty things in this month, the season we are in already, March and April. Now listen to what God has spoken through the Council of Ngabo Gas Courthouse, Mindset Media. Listen what he said. He says that there is going to be an activation of cultural business over the African region. Yeah, cultural business means that business oriented more towards culture is going to start to bloom forth from Africa. Now, when I talk about culture, the fashion of the African fashion in their different dimensions, their different ways of expressing themselves through fashion, because there is a lot of tribes, there is a lot of cultures, there is a lot of different people from different regions. So the business of fashion, of food, ways of doing things, music, dance, which is African oriented, is going to take over. You listen to what I'm saying now. Things which are African in food, in culture, in restaurants, in music, in dancing, in way of exchange, in business, fashion, these things are going to take over. The activating of the social enterprise formula and way of doing business via mutual exchange, mutual respect, using honest scales is going to rise up, is going to take over. Now, when I talk about social enterprise, I'm talking about the opposite from private companies. Private companies are the ones that seek for making profit through business, and their aim of profit makes them run after money, love of money, not caring about their people they are serving, but rather to use people as slaves, as to use people to sell them merchandises that are not good, which rises up the influence and the evil energy of inflation, where things go up high in prices, and literally the people are being oppressed. They don't have salaries paid to that level. People living out of their means because many of them have taken bank loans, high level of interest rate that they cannot pay back. So people are overdrowned by the love of money, love of material things, and the makers of these things turning them into slaves and consumers and buyers, not caring about their well-being. That's called private companies that leads to inflation. So the solvers of inflation, they are the social enterprise type of businesses, because the social enterprise type of businesses, it looks on selling things that will end up becoming healthy, divine health or well-being, bringing peace and adding value to the buyer and the client, where they think of the client's benefits. How does the client benefit out of this? How do we add value? How do we transform a person's life into a developing status, make somebody live a better life, divinely connected to his health and well-being through what they are selling? Those are called social enterprises companies. Social enterprise, they think about how can they add value rather than thinking about profit like the private companies do. That's the first dimension. And we are going to see those type of businesses rising up from Africa. Point number two. There are 8 points here. Point number two. We are going to have a... This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.